Hi, I'm Laurie Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode of Not Your Average Lives. Today, I am in a hurry. So this is going to be a quick episode. Maybe it will be my shortest. My last one was quite short. This will also be a continuation of the last episode, if you had read or listened to it. In fact, actually, I think it's two episodes ago because it was my last episode on intention, because I do a Monday and I do a second one every week. And the Monday ones are always interviews and the second one is usually me just chit-chatting. So it was my last chit-chatting one. And I pulled a card like I like to do to spur ideas of what my listeners need in terms of inspiration. And I started doing that because I just really believe that the universe leads us, and intuitively, if we get prompted and I do a little prayer before I pull the card and ask what you all need to hear. And so I thought it was really interesting, and it's a beautiful card because I'm a horse lover and I'm holding the card up. So if you watch these on YouTube, you can see it, but it says action, and it's got a white horse leading a black horse. And so of course I immediately just was like, oh, I love this card. And it's all about action. And last week was about intentional action. So intentional action is so, so key, because I believe so much in intention now, because I spent the first half of my life not being intentional with my dreams. I didn't even know what my dreams were. I've talked about this before. And so everything I do now is, I have a vision, very clear vision, and everything is based on intentionally working towards that vision. So this card, I'm going to read what the card says, and then I'm going to talk about how there are really, when you're doing, in the state of doing, there's really two actions as I see them. There is kind of like brain-based logic action, and then intuitive, like listening to your heart kind of action. And so I wanted to talk today a bit about what I've learned. It's been very hard, because coming from a workaholic mindset, it's been very hard to, and very, it's required a lot of intention to get quiet and listen to my inner voice. And the tendency is work harder, brain-based action equals success. And what I've found out, and especially in the last 2 months when I've been exponentially, if that's the correct word, but exponentially focused on listening and being intuitive with my own work that I'm doing. All right, so as it relates to action towards my vision. So let me read what the card says. And I pulled it upright. So it says, the tagline for it is energizing effort, willingness to work. This card tells you that now is the time for more aggressive forward movement. The galloping horses represent intentional and concerted action directed toward your goals. This card upright indicates that you are on the right track, but your determined efforts must increase. The white horse is inner action of spirit and thought. The black is the outer work that still needs to be done. So continue taking action and trust your intuition. In time, you'll break through and see the results you've been working so hard to create. This ties into last week's, because last week I was one of the important concepts that I was trying to convey was that don't give up your 2020 now. Don't coast till the end of the year. Keep focused on what your goals for 2020 were. There's still time to make a big dent in and achieve, make more progress. If you think there's no way possible I'm going to hit my goal, well, that, of course, because that's what you think and that's what you put in the universe. So, but if you believe it's still possible, and if you put the effort in and take the right action intentionally, you won't believe what can happen in that amount of time. So don't give up on your 2020. Keep working on those goals. And it, my personal experience has been that, and I totally forgot this because I just wasn't focused on it anymore. I set my goals and then I do my planning, and then I don't like dwell on my goals. I don't obsess about them. Like, oh no, I haven't made them. I just kind of get in the flow and do what I know will get me there. So, and I continue to learn and grow and see what else I can learn and grow with that will help me get to my goals faster. So I realized, and I had this goal of in January of making $10,000 a month by December. And then it dawned on me that October and November, I didn't even like really realize this. I was so focused on, you know, opening up my Spark School, and I was so focused on doing the work with my students. I kind of completely forgot until I opened my, you know, I was getting ready to plan my next month. And I was like, oh my gosh, I had a really good month. But deep inside kind of thinking, oh, that was an anomaly. And then November comes and I did less work in November, And it's like, I've heard people talk about this, do less, earn more, more inner work equals more success. And we think outer work, you know, we think the actions on the doing, the task list, all the things that you got to check off, and, you know, spending all that sweat equity in like building a business. You know, you think all of that, like updating the course or making changes to your website, or, you know, putting ads together to make sure you find the right people for your program. You know, all those things are the doing, but brain-based logic actions, the outer work, if you will. But nobody really, I think, and what I did is just my experience, is I never related doing less, like not doing less, because inner work is actually important work. So as humans, we equate that to doing less because we're sitting, we're being quiet, we're being present, we're getting in touch with our thoughts, and you know, we're like meditating. You know, I used to think meditating, I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting here for 10 minutes. I'm not doing anything. But in reality, it's inner work that needs to be done, and it's inner work that contributes to the complete success. The inner work is part of the algorithm of getting to your vision of reaching to that which you want. And without it, you can work so hard, but you're not going to advance. And that's what I've seen that. I've seen that, and I believe it so much that I started to apply it this past year. I started to apply it, and it's been incredible. When you reach plateaus and you want something different than what you have, you have to start doing something different. And what I realized is I'm a workaholic. I've been a workaholic my whole life. But I've always had this plateau of, this is, you know, what I make in my corporate job, and then transitioning over into my own business. What is it that I'm still doing that I need to change? And it was the inner work. It was getting quiet. It was getting just not doing as much of the outer work, but really going all in on the inner work. So, and I wrote down some things. So, as it relates to this card, action, what I jotted down in my notes as I was thinking about what I would say is, this is really about looking at action as there in two realms, in this kind of work-based action, brain-based logic, and this inner work, this listening to your inner voice, getting in touch with your soul, what your soul wants. And so I made a list of the things that I did in November and October that I did more. And I've been doing this, but I said I would always do it less. And the outer work would always be like 95% or 90%. And then I would like do this 10% or maybe 5%. I do have a morning routine, which is focused on my affirmations, my meditation, my visions, and I do that. But when you think about it, that takes me like 20 minutes and the rest of my day. And I usually work more than 8 hours just because I love what I do. I don't do it consecutively. Like I'll do it and then I'll stop and I'll go to the grocery store and I'll come back and then I'll do it. And so, but, so 20 minutes out of my day is so, so small and minor. So I said, well, let me up that and do more things. So, you know, I'm reading. So I love reading and personal development and things that like will grow my mind and increase my knowledge about life. So it's not just like, I don't read a lot of fiction. Although I think fiction is a good escape, but I really like to read nonfiction books that because I feel like it helps me too, because as I learn things and apply them in my life, then it's a great teaching moment that I can help my students with. So I took baths. I know that sounds crazy, but baths, when you get into a bath and I use Epsom salts and you turn and it's really hot and it's like so soothing and you close your eyes, it's a really great experience to you just like get the mind quiet. You get the mind quiet and do a little self non-guided meditation in there, or put in your AirPods as long as you don't drop them in the tub and pick up a guided meditation and do it. So easy to do that nowadays with our phones and our earplugs. So the bath is a great thing. And I just signed up for a 5-session float package. I did a float. It's where you get in this big, huge vat of wine. Like the vat sounds like wine, but you get in this big tub and you float because they put so much Epsom salts in it and you float. You have a little cushion for your head. So your head doesn't like, cause you're, it is kind of weird because your ears do go down, but they give you like earplugs. So you don't get lots of water in your ear. But it's such an amazing experience and I loved it so much. And they were closed during the pandemic and they've reopened. So I did, I signed up for that. So I'm going to do more of those because just the couple baths I took were like really just amazing. I felt so great afterwards. And then I had a little slacked off on my guided meditation. I never slack off on my affirmations and my visions. I do. I'm very like, do not miss those. And my gratitude. So I do those. But I kind of like slacked off because I usually do my guided meditation after the other things. And then I'm like, oh, I don't need to go do this thing. So I stepped up that and I was like much more consistent with that. And then the other things too is journaling and spa. So I did more spa appointments as well. Spa appointments. One was an assignment actually from my coach. So I had to go, to the spa as an assignment because he believes so much in the downtime and how really how you can propels you really to your your goals. And we're nearing the end of the year, and he's checking in and saying, where are you all with your goals? And, oh, by the way, this is important. Do this. You need some downtime because that'll help get you to your goals faster. So, and he's definitely proof of the work less, earn more model. So going back to the journaling, if you have trouble journaling, because I think journaling, sometimes we think about the diary with the key and just got to write down what happened in our day. But if journaling is hard for you, how about writing a little story, like of a memoir type of thing? Like if things come up when you write and things that come up to write, that's your soul telling you the story needs to be told, or there's something about the story that resonates with you. There's something about the story that mustn't be forgotten. There's something inside of you that feels the story is important. So if journaling is simply sitting down and starting to write out what's coming up, and if you have an intention of, okay, today I'm going to journal and I'm going to journal about. So you can also go to Amazon and Google on journal prompt books, because there are great books that will give you, I'm thinking of one and I just can't think of the name of it offhand. But it gives you like a journal prompt a day. And there's quite a few of those. So if you have trouble thinking of something to journal about, you can just like start doodling and then see what words come up for you. But that's a really cool way of, if you're struggling, you don't even know what you want for goals, or you're still struggling on what that vision is that you want and what you want your life to be. You just know it, you want it to be different. Then journaling is a really good start for that. So the moral of this story today is, the moral of my episode is that you can make more by doing less. And you can make more by doing less of one thing and more of the other thing. And that's less outer work and more inner work. I mean, you need to do both, but it's imbalanced in most people's lives. If you are a hard worker and you are frustrated with your lack of progress, but yet you're so busy and you don't have enough time, make a spa appointment or get in the bath or sit down and do meditation, and you're thinking, I don't have time for that. Well, you're the exact person who needs to do this. So to focus on intuition action related to, you know, getting in touch with that inner voice, and amazing things will come up for you. Things will come up that will give you a roadmap of the outer work. It's crazy, but that's the way it works. The inner work leads you to what to do and what to put on your to-do list and what to take off your to-do list. And to me, that has been, and it talks about in this little summary of this blurb, it says, in time, you'll break through and see the results you have been working so hard to create. And I recently wrote in, because I was giving in my mastermind group, I was kind of reporting in on this realization I had about, I actually did things very differently the last 2 months with much more ease and without feeling like, oh, I don't have enough time anymore in the day. I operated so much on, you know, cramming things in and it was just like always needing to do something from my to-do list. And I operated very differently. And yet I've had the two most successful months of my year. It's crazy when I think about it, but I knew it, but until you experience it, until you operate that way and experience it, it's really hard to even comprehend. But I wrote when I posted in this mastermind group, and I said, this has been a breakthrough year, just having adapted to this new mindset. And it's not only been a breakthrough year, but I said it's been a break-free year. I called it a break-free year because a break-free year to me is that I broke free of the chains of that brain-based logic operating like 90% of my day or 95% of my day. And now I'm putting a lot more weight into the inner work. And I was doing it before, but I wasn't doing enough. And now I'm excited because I have a lot of that built in now to my time and my schedule. And I'm really excited because with this better ratio, 2021 is going to be an amazing year. And so I just wanted to share my experience on kind of those two realms, I would call them, of action, because action is always important. Action is important, but sometimes we get caught up in too much of the brain-based action. So hope this has helped. I am going to visit my oldest daughter, her husband, and my four of my five grandchildren. And they live in Charleston. So I'm very excited. I haven't seen them since the summer. We're all very, very safe. We've always been, we've been quarantining and not subjecting ourselves to danger. And we've been wearing masks. So I have no fear of any germs, although I do get germs from them. I've been the healthiest in the last year that I've been ever. And usually the little kids have the germs, but they're very underexposed. They're not as exposed to the things that they normally are. So that's a good thing. So I'm very excited to do that. I'm going to be operating my business from their house. They both work from home. In fact, my son-in-law works for me. So we'll be getting some work done in person, which will be fun. So I'll be actually doing, I think my next episode, I'm going to try and get her to do it with me because her business is really interesting. And she's midlife now. I mean, she's 38. I can't believe it. And she has, she used to work in the corporate world like me, but she got wiser sooner and she got into building an online business. So it would be fun to talk to her and interview her as a guest. So maybe that's going to happen. I'll make it happen. All right. Take care.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.